Welcome to a bonus episode of the 1010 Thrive podcast, celebrating 1,000 episodes broadcast since November of 2020. Here are some highlights from our very first episode.
You were meant to not only live, but to live life to the full. In John 10, Jesus tells his disciples a simple story about being the true shepherd, but they had no idea what he was talking about. So he tried again. In verse 7, he says, I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Sheep stealers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. We are sheep. He is the good shepherd. If we follow him, we can enjoy abundant life. If we follow our own path, we will get lost. If we follow others, other sheep or other would-be shepherds, we can be destroyed. The promise of an abundant life comes to us in the context of sheep, following their shepherd in a dangerous place. In Ezekiel 34, verse 31, God declares to his people, You are my flock, the sheep of my pasture. You are my people, and I am your God. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. The Message paraphrase of the Bible describes what Jesus offers as real, eternal, more, and better. It surpasses our dreams. Other versions describe a life that is rich and satisfying. Some say that we can have life in all its fullness. The God's Word translation says, I came so that my sheep will have life, and so that they will have everything they need. And perhaps most often quoted is the King James translation, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Yes, there is a promise here of a future for the sheep, a future beyond this world, hence the reference in the Message to the eternal. But what is exciting in John 10:10 is that we can enjoy fullness of life, richness, and satisfaction, an abundant life, not just in the hereafter, but in the here and now.
Why this podcast? Why 1010 Thrive?
During the unprecedented challenges of the pandemic, many people were feeling isolated, anxious, and unsure about the future. We felt a strong calling to provide a daily dose of hope, encouragement, and spiritual guidance through a devotional podcast. Our goal was to offer a space for reflection, prayer, and practical wisdom to help people navigate the difficulties of the time.
You could have named the podcast anything. Why this particular name?
John 10, verse 10 is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. This verse emphasizes that Christ's mission is not just about salvation, but also about believers living lives marked by spiritual fullness, joy, purpose, and transformation. We launched a whole ministry based on this verse, designed to focus on helping people experience holistic well-being, addressing spiritual, emotional, physical, and social needs, while encouraging them to live lives of service, connection, and flourishing in Christ.
I understand that you decided to launch 1010 Thrive Ministries. And then you decided to produce the podcast. Is that true?
Yes, but the podcast was one of our first projects.
How does it feel to produce 1,000 episodes? I know, if we're being technical, there have been more than 1,000 episodes, with specials, bonus episodes, and replays. However, there's something meaningful about welcoming the audience to episode 1,000. How does that feel?
God is so good. I can't tell you how blessed we have been. It feels surreal and incredibly rewarding. Reaching 1,000 episodes is not just a number. It's a testament to the dedication, creativity, and connection we've built with our audience over the years and the countless ways God has opened doors for us. It's both humbling and exciting to think about the stories we've told, the lives we've touched, and the community that's formed around this podcast. It's been an amazing ride.
How much time does working on this podcast represent for you and the team?
The average episode requires 2 or 3 hours of research, an hour or two of writing, and an hour or two of production. So these 1,000 episodes represent more than 5 or 6,000 hours of effort.
What's next?
We're close to wrapping up our longest series yet, Jesus in every book of the Bible. After that, we are considering a range of themes around spiritual growth, holistic well-being, calling, relationships, and leadership, all aligned with the core principles of John 10:10. After that, who knows? We'll see where God takes us.
What are 10 things that regular audience members might think of when they think of 1010 Thrive?
That's a good question. Let's see. I'd probably have to start with our tagline, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Those 10 guidelines reflect the spirit of John chapter 10, verse 10, but they are the guidelines given by God to his people through Moses at Sinai thousands of years ago.
That's a good one. Why don't you just keep going with the second one and take it all the way to 10 from there?
Our sign-off. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today. The abundance God desires for you doesn't have to wait until heaven. You can live a thriving life today. This is not prosperity gospel. We're not saying that you're going to be a billionaire and you're going to live in comfort and ease. Living in abundance today means experiencing deep fulfillment and joy through a close relationship with God, regardless of external circumstances. It's about embracing gratitude, peace, and purpose in every moment, knowing that God provides for your needs and strengthens you through trials. By focusing on love, service, and spiritual growth, you can live a thriving life that reflects God's grace and abundance in all areas, even amid challenges. Our top 10 lists. We had one in the very first episode, and then we decided to make every Tuesday a top 10 list Tuesday.
Today's top 10 list.
Our breadth. We have literally studied every single book of the Bible in this podcast.
While Nahum is often overlooked in discussions of how the Old Testament points to Jesus, its themes of justice, judgment, and the sovereignty of God provide significant insights into the character of God as ultimately revealed in Christ.
Our depth. Our current series on Jesus in every book of the Bible is an example of us diving deeply into a topic, our monologues. We have devoted more than 100 episodes to first-person monologues from known characters like the Apostle Paul to obscure characters like the Roman soldier who pierced Jesus in his side while he was hanging on the cross.
Perspectives on Easter, a 1010 Thrive special.
My name is Joseph Caiaphas. I am a highly regarded member of one of the ruling Jewish sects, the Sadducees. Sadducees hold the majority of seats in the Sanhedrin, the Jewish high court over which I have ruled for the eight...
Our dramatizations. We have dramatically portrayed hundreds of stories from both the Old and New Testaments.
In the heart of a thriving urban metropolis of ancient Israel, a baker named Diblaim rises before dawn. His home, filled with the warm aroma of fresh bread and fig cakes, is a haven in the midst of the city's chaos. But within its walls, his daughter, Gomer, yearns for something beyond the life she knows.
Gomer, my dear, hand me that flower, will you?
Here you go, Father.
What captures your thoughts so early in the morning?
It's the city, Father. Every day it feels like a new adventure waiting outside our door.
Indeed it is. But remember, not all that glitters is gold.
Our music. From our original intro... and outro. From our interludes to the music that often gets featured in our dramatizations to the songs that are sometimes integrated into episodes, some familiar, others new.
Taste of victory.
practical guidelines. Whether it's practical ideas for taming the tongue to how to show gratitude to how to love a neighbor, you can find that in our episodes. It's short, only 10 minutes, and consistent every weekday.
Thanks. You know, we had to find a way to get a list of 10 into this episode. Before we wrap up, we want to thank you, our listeners. Over the years, we have had listeners on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iTunes, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Podbean, and other apps. We have welcomed listeners from 6 of the 7 continents, with the USA, Singapore, Great Britain, Namibia, and Jamaica having among our most listeners.
Father, we thank you for the countless ways you have blessed the ministry of 1010 Thrive, for guiding our steps and reaching hearts through your message of abundant life. We ask that you continue to empower and expand our impact, allowing us to touch even more lives and bring hope and transformation to those in need. May your Spirit lead us as we seek to serve faithfully, always for your glory.
That's it for our bonus episode. Join us next time for the 1001st episode of 1010 Thrive.